Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are doing this radio show segment with a very special person. Her name is Ginny Barnhart. And Ginny is G-I-N-N-I, and Barnhart is B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T. And if you want to find her on the previous radio shows, go check her out. But we're doing a radio show called Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. And if you have missed the previous ones, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/pocketchange. We made it easy for you to remember. Or you can go search for Ginny, that's G-I-N-N-I, and you'll be able to find the radio shows we've done with Ginny before. And I'm really, really super excited to work with Ginny because she's just a great person. So when you work with great people, it's a lot of fun. And I built the Building Fortunes Radio platform, just like she's doing the stuff that we're going to be talking about here, to be able to help as many people as we possibly can in lots of different ways. But we really have a little bit of a slight bent towards the entrepreneurs. We love people that are the entrepreneurs, you know, the builders. They create things and they make the economy happen, and they do it on a large and a small scale basis. And that's the sort of stuff that really kind of gets me turned on towards helping as many people as we do. And that's why we do Building Fortunes Radio. So it's kind of natural when I meet someone like Ginny, who is over, by the way, in Ohio, who has her own separate businesses she's been running for a long time, and she speaks so well about so many different things, to say, hey, let's do a radio show because I want the world to know about the things that you do, because so many people really do need to know about the things that you do, because you can help them become successful as entrepreneurs as well. So whether it's in real estate or anything else, she has the same mindset. So crazy people think alike sometimes, I suppose, and smart people think alike sometimes, I suppose. And when you blend both of those together, you get like a really great, amazing combination of things. And she works with some wonderful people in her real estate office as well over in Ohio. And she does a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the things we want to talk about here is a project that I started with our classified ads that she's going to be taking over as well on her portion of it. We'll blend it all together. So you'll see some common things, but really her unique quality as well as we go through this. And the first thing I want to do is I want to say thank you to Ginny. I'll let her introduce herself real quick, and then we'll jump into today's topic. But for those people listening in, if you want to work with somebody who's really great, you want to work with Ginny Barnhart. So, Ginny, over to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Ginny.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Ginny.
Yes. Well, like Peter said, I live in Ohio, and born and raised, actually. And I have my mom kind of put the entrepreneurial bug in me from the time I was little, and I was never able to shake it. Worked for corporate America and just kept on getting this pull for the entrepreneur side of life, and bit the nail on the head on, I think, in 1998 is when I decided, you know what, I need to come over into this side of the world, and this is where I'm at now, just after 20 years of plugging away at everything in front of me.
Excellent. So if you want to hear Ginny's first story, go back to the radio show, listen to the very first episode. So if you're on the page for buildingfortunesradio.com/Ginny, or you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/pocketchange, the oldest radio show is the first radio show. That's going to be at the end. So you click at the end and you'll be able to hear that. And you could share that with your friends. But some about your traditional stuff that you're working on now, you work with real estate agents. You've basically designed this concept of this traditional but non-traditional business when it comes to real estate and a whole bunch of things to support that. And if you want to hear that, I think that's our second radio show as well, so you'll hear a little bit more about that. But this radio show, we're going to talk about a special project that uses some of our classified ad software. One of the things that I wanted to do for my business is I wanted to be able to help a whole bunch of other people with advertising. And I knew that in a digital world, I could probably do that. In the traditional world, having like a newspaper, like the New York Times or New York Post or whatever it might be, that would be really hard and very expensive and almost impossible for someone to do, like me. But in a digital world, It was going to be a heck of a lot easier, and we can make it just as big and, quite honestly, even have a bigger reach, and maybe even be as long-lasting and certainly a little bit more customized for my needs as well. Plus, I love to help people. So I'll use as an example, I'll let Jenny kick this off. When I was in my vacuum cleaner business, I used to sell for a company called Electrolux. And when I was in town, I was always like a natural connector. So I'd be knocking on doors and I'd get into a guy's house and maybe sell him or his wife, and he was a plumber. And then I would be going down the block and knocking on another door, and I'd go over to another woman's house, and I'm getting in the house, and I'm maybe cleaning up some equipment, and I'm over at the sink or the slop sink, and it's dripping. And the slop sink is dripping, and I hear drip, 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 drip. I said, "Oh, your sink's dripping." She says, "Yeah, I know. I got to find a good plumber." I said, "Well, you know, Steve down the block is a plumber, so let's call him now." So we'd call Steve and neighbors, and I didn't even know he was a plumber. And I was always that really natural, good connector. And then, of course, they liked me, and they gave me more business, and that's the way the world went around. And I'm like, how am I going to be able to put these people together? Like, how am I going to be able to put these people together? Because I know there's a lot of connections, but how am I going to be able to put these together? Because I just helped this plumber guy who bought for me, helped this other lady who just bought for me, and I want to help some other people who just bought for me. And I was that natural, I want to be able to help as many people as I possibly can, because that's how the world goes around. So I did that, you know, way back when, but I didn't have a digital product like Jenny has right now. So, Jenny, I'll let that kind of kick off a little bit of what we're going to talk about today with your website, 513ohioads.com. And the way we do it is I think we put dashes in between each one for search engine purposes. So 513-ohio-ads.com. So over to you.
Yeah, I've always been intrigued by the online classified ad system, and I think I had mentioned to you when I first heard that you did that I've been looking for a good resource for that, and just had a hard time finding one because there's so much available out. You know, you do a search on Google and you're going to get everything, right? And things that you don't want. There's going to be things that, you know, you're not getting exactly what they promise when you sign on. So it was really just one of those staticky things in my mind that I knew I wanted, didn't know how to get to it. And, you know, when I met Peter, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And I just felt like, you know, having a resource to where you can list what you need very easily, need to sell, or to look for something that you need to buy without all the cost that's involved through some of the bid sites and, you know, Amazon and all that, you know, a classified site, which has, you know, been here, like you said, back when we had newspapers. We still have newspapers. I just don't see them as often. And I don't even know if there's a classified section in the newspaper anymore because it's been so long since I actually read a paper. So, you know, it's been around forever. And I think that, you know, the digital part of it is going to be the one that sticks around, right? Because it's, you know, the way everybody communicates and how everybody begins their search. So that's where 513-ohio-ads came. Yeah.
So the cool thing about that is let's start to talk a little bit about some of the things that you'll do specifically with that one. And the cool thing about this is when we started to do this ourselves, and by the way, so all those people that just need the little reminder, your search engine company doesn't research anything. Your search engine company just lists stuff. So just because they're on the front page of Google doesn't mean they're any good. It just lists them. Like, some people still think that, oh, well, they were the first ones on the front page of Google. No, they either paid for that or they just found their way there either smartly or not. But the reality was is you still have to work with the good people. Now, that doesn't discount Google listings and search engine listings. You should work as hard as you possibly can. That's what we do. It's one of the reasons why we do the classified sites, so we could be up on the first pages of those search engines. But remember, when you're looking to buy stuff, you still have to check it out. So having said that, let's talk a little bit about what's the purpose or the, let's say, the direction of why 513 Ohio ads.
Yeah, I feel like Ohio is where I live. So I wanted to really, you know, provide a product that was specifically Ohio. But I didn't want to be focused on just my area of Ohio. State of Ohio is not as large as a lot of other states around the country. So I felt like, you know, people do drive to Cleveland from Cincinnati if they're getting a deal. I mean, my husband, we drove he had an old Beamer, and he found some tire. Not the hubcaps, but you know the frames. I guess I don't know. But anyway,
women call them rims.
Okay, they're rims. There you go. But he actually found the ones he wanted on eBay in Delaware. Okay, so what did we – and it was so much more cost-effective to drive to Delaware, stay in a hotel, pick them up, and drive them back that's what we did. We drove from Ohio to Delaware. So I'm like thinking, well, there's people out there that's willing to drive to Delaware. And going from corner to corner in Ohio probably won't be too bad if the – product is the right one and it's at the right price. So,
right. So also, if you're thinking it through, like for instance, if I'm trying to help that local plumber in my local town, mm-hmm. I can't really like run an ad nationwide. I have to run it in Ohio.
Right.
And if I'm going to write the ad the right way, maybe I'll write the ad the right way where we're going to use the town or the keywords in the ad itself. So somebody looking for, I'll just use like my town is Palm Coast, Florida. So if I was trying to help the local plumber in Palm Coast, Florida, I would be writing my ad and my subject lines and my titles and everything else like that about Palm Coast, Florida and plumber. And as a result of that, more than less likely, he's going to be found in people looking for where's that plumber in Palm Coast. So by having Ohio ads and also the 513 telephone area code in the title, we're kind of help regionalize some of the scope that you'll be able to attract online. So people do look for those local listings sometimes. So they'll go to the search engine, whichever one's their favorite. They'll start typing, and they'll be able to find it. So having Ohio in the name of the domain name really helps. And then you'll be able to help people write the right ads. But what kind of people would be using, you know, relative to your traditional business, because you built it somewhat to work with your traditional business as well, what kind of people in your traditional business are going to be using you know, the ads, and why did you develop it to help them as well? Like let's say the real estate agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, we run a moderate size real estate company, around 300 agents. And, you know, we're working with buyers and sellers all the time and investors that are flipping homes and everything. So, you know, they're always looking for a resource for one to buy things to, you know, for their new home. A lot of times they spend so much money trying to get into the house, they didn't save quite enough money to buy all of their furniture and everything retail. So they need an outlet for being able to buy some affordable things for their home. Then you also have the people that are moving out of their home. They're wanting to sell. So I want to give a place for them to do that. And then, of course, when you move into a new home, you're always going to find things that might have not been caught during the home inspection, all that. So now you have to fix things, and maybe it's electrical, maybe it's plumbing. Maybe, you know, it's just maybe you want to just add a deck. So I wanted there to be a great resource for them to go and find those services and items that they might need in their, you know, after the transaction.
Right. So it's kind of like, you know, if I'm planning on selling a home and I'm going to be moving across the country, I'll use my kids as an example. Last year, my kids were moving from a rented home. One of my kids were moving from a rented home to and basically the equivalent of a downstairs apartment of the place that they were moving to. So they were going to move light. They were going to drive over, and they were going to sell a lot of stuff, beds, you know. I took his lawnmower because he wasn't going to use that anymore, you know, stuff like that. But they had some stuff that they wanted to sell. And all of that stuff that they eventually wound up kind of selling, whether it was washing machines or dryers or stuff that they had bought that they weren't going to be taking with them, they were able to accumulate enough money for some of the moving expenses for sure. And maybe some people would be using that for things like we were talking about a little bit earlier, maybe down payments on some other purchases too. So can you kind of give us, or maybe if they had to sell a car, you know, because they had two cars and they were only going to drive with one, you know, what was going to happen there? So do you want to talk to us about those types of scenarios? Oh, and let's do this. Let's take our commercial break, and I'll give you time to think about those examples. We'll be right back. We're listening to Jenny Barnhart on Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here. Peter Mingles here with Jenny Barnhart. We're talking about Pocket Change Fortunes Radio and the project that she has with her classified ad site, which is also a little bit like a directory, and she's got some other things going on with it as well. But you'll see it being developed over time. It's called 513-ohio-ads.com. So if you look at it right now, today, if you're listening in live, we just started to develop it, so you're going to be watching something as it develops, and if you're looking at it later on in 2019, 2020, you're going to see it as it's developing even further, and the good thing is it could be here forever. So you'll probably have some ads that you'll see appear, and then maybe see some stuff that maybe disappears. So there'll be several different sections and lots of cool development done by Jenny as well. So Jenny, over to you. I was mentioning a little bit about that buying, selling, the down payment, you know, extra cash, if you want to talk about any of that stuff as well.
Yeah, you know, as a even though I help run a real estate company, my first entry into the real estate industry was as a mortgage loan officer, and that is one of the things when we have first time home buyers trying to scrape everything together they can find to take care of not only the closing costs but also the down payment. You know, they're like, well, how can I raise this money and it be accepted by the underwriter as a down payment? Because you know, they're kind of picky about when they see large deposits in the account, they're wanting to document it. So I've always let my clients know, hey, you can sell things. I mean, you're planning on moving anyway. So once you go through and look at things that you don't want to take with you, go ahead and sell them. If you can document it in an ad, and then you can show what you sold it for, and then you can, you know, deposit that exact amount into your account, then we'll be able to use that to go toward your down payment. And the ad along with the payment and the deposit will satisfy the documentation requirements from the underwriter. So that's one of the reasons that I was thinking, you know what, if I can build this into my into the real estate offerings from our agents, that will answer one of the biggest questions, how do I come up with this money to put down on a home? So that was kind of why I went this direction with it.
That is excellent. Yeah, so this way, like you said, you have some documentation of, hey, listen, you know, well, we ran some classified ads, you know, so we sold it however we sold it. So that's all good stuff. Now, one of the other good things about your classified ads and section is you're going to not necessarily limit it like other places do. So if you're I know you've advertised before and, you know, other types of listings, but there's some challenges sometimes. You know, they do or don't take certain things. You have certain size limitations you have to pay for, you know, different things. So you'll be able to customize different sections of your classified site as you see fit. So do you have you want to give us an idea of some of the things you want to list or some of the categories, if you will, as you're starting to build it out or whatever else you want to do with it?
Right. Well, the biggest thing is, a lot of our clients that are selling the home, they want their homes to be listed just the MLS system. So I definitely have a real estate section of it to where we can also list our agents' listings so they get more, they kind of hopefully show up on the search engines when people search that area for a house. And then we also have a rental section in there because not everyone's ready to buy. So I wanted to make sure that there was a resource for that too. So that's going to be great. And anyone can post on this site, which is going to be really good, and there's no cost to do so. So I feel like, you know, so there's going to be some people that want to try to start without a real estate agent, and I want to give that as an opportunity as well because, you know, sometimes you can sell it without a real estate agent. Most times you can't, but there are those those minute times that it works.
Right, but, or there's sometimes you need to go through that evolution process of thinking you can without one, and then finding that you need one, and then, you know, eventually finding a good one over there with you guys. So in addition to the real estate-related stuff, you also have part of your company, you know, the, let's call it the Ginny Enterprises, that also does things like publishing, like business cards and brochures and flyers, and you'll be able to do some advertising for that stuff as well inside the ad. So let other people know about that, and then, you know, some of the stuff you're doing with your Nexus Cincy office, you know, where you have that virtual office kind of thing for mailing. So let's talk a little bit about that, because you'll see that advertised in there as well. So do you want to talk about either the brochures or the development of, you know, the printing materials, and then also the virtual office?
Yeah, it kind of all comes together because I have a heart for people that are trying to start out into the entrepreneurial world. If you can be very good at what you do, but getting it out there and getting people to notice who you are and what you do and that you do such a great job is a lot harder than it sounds. You think that everyone's going to, you know, you're going to blast it out one time in Facebook and think everyone, you know, everyone's going to start calling you and you're going to be instantly busy. Well, that's not really the case. It takes a lot of building and it takes a lot of upfront investments to get there. Unfortunately, a lot of times people are starting off with a shoestring budget and they don't have the resources to do that. So one thing I do is I like to start with someone and grow with them. And what I mean is I will customize their marketing to meet their budget. And to do that, I want to be able to provide the internet, you know, resources, the printing, the business cards, the branding, and all of that. And also, if they're running from out of their home, I don't feel like it's a very safe thing to publish your home address as your business address. So I allow them to also rent our office address. I assign a specific suite number to their address, you know, to our address, so that we can identify who's whose when it comes to the mail. But it also gives a great avenue for our clients to be able to publish our address. And what's really cool is it's not a UPS address or mailbox or a PO box, so it'll look legitimate. And if someone did happen to pop by, we have a receptionist, so they're never gonna, no one's gonna feel like it's not an honest to good business, you know, even though no one is ever going to know that it's ran out of our client's home, which I think is really important, especially in today's environment.
Well, especially in the places where you have to list, you know, a street address, you know, where it would make sense you have a real street address. So, and then also does not necessarily look like a PO box either. So those are some of the great things that Ginny does in relationship to the stuff that she can help with expanding your business. So also, if you are an entrepreneur, and whether you're nationwide or somewhere close by, and you like what you hear, and you say, you know, I think this gal could probably help me out with some ideas and some thoughts and stuff like that, she's always available to be able to help you develop some of the things that you're looking for. So whether it's like radio shows like this, or whether it's a classified ads, or it's directory, it's real estate, or whatever, reach out to her, and she'll be able to work with you as well on different things to be able to help as far as those things are concerned. If you're looking for some good help and some good advice, Ginny always has some things that will probably fit you if you're an entrepreneur. So it could be a help with the network marketing company and helping, you know, join as a distributor because she is actively involved in that. It could be something with real estate. It could be something with these directories. It could be something in the local towns. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. Now, relative to other things, what else do you figure you're going to have inside the 513-ohio-ads.com website?
I'm also going to have a section specifically for home-based business or direct sales or multi-level marketing. I mean, there's a lot of good companies out there. There's also a lot of them that are not so great. So I would like to, you know, have a place where people can post, you know, the different businesses that they've vetted and is working for them. Because, you know, I don't want it to be just me saying, hey, this is what's best for you. I want there to be a place where you can, there's a place to research and say, hey, you know, I've been hearing about this. I want to hear a little bit more about it and, you know, be able to get that information from my site. So that's kind of one of the multi uses for the site is going to be helping the new business owner.
Right, and then who knows, maybe there might even be a section for local community and local governments. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do with something like this as well. As they say, I don't know, Ohio's a pretty big state when it comes to determining the presidency, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? So people might want to do some advertising because they might want to do some advertising. Ohio's going to be like one of those states. I don't know if it's true, but I think I've heard. that the president of the U.S. has to win Ohio. Now, you know, who knows? But I think I've heard that.
Yep.
I don't know if that's true. You live there, so I don't know.
I hear that every – yep, I hear it every year. And, yeah, it kind of – it surprises me, though, because we are such a small state. It just amazes that we have that much of an impact on what happens in the country. But, you know, we have – and the funny thing is we're so as a state – we're so, I don't know, so diverse between each municipal. Like Cincinnati is so different than Cleveland. Cleveland is so different than Columbus. Columbus is so different from Toledo. And I'm just amazed that how we make things work. Because
yep.
They're so different. But I'm sure that's the way with every state.
It is definitely a dynamic state. When I was running the Midwest for that other company, I had Ohio as one of my states. And there was a lot of diversity in the state of Ohio. You could find just about everything you needed. So it was just, it was really interesting. Pretty state too sometimes. Wild about their college sports. So,
oh my goodness.
They're kind of crazy. Okay. So having said that, let's plug your traditional real estate business in the minute or so that we have left, because we've spoken about it a couple of times. How would people find you in your traditional real estate business? And when we say traditional real estate business, remember we had a whole radio show on how it's not a traditional real estate business, but just putting into this into context, let's talk about how people can find you and what you do with real estate.
Okay, well, we just started a brand new website called joinolr.com, and OLR stands for Owner Land Realty. And they can find out everything they need to know about owner land and how different we do our business. So, again, that's joinolr.com.
So, and only because your phone kind of clicked every time you said it, just say that website one more time.
That's okay. It's joinolr.com.
O-L-R?
L-R. Uh-huh. .com.
Okay,
and that stands for, yep. That stands for Owner Land Realty.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So we are going to be calling it a radio show right now. You just heard from Jenny Barnhart. She is one of the best people you'll ever be able to work with. She's a lot of fun. She's really, really hard worker, very tough, super fair, and super smart in a whole bunch of areas. And if you want to work with an entrepreneur to kind of get you going, then you want to work with Jenny. So go, you can check out those websites. You can come back to buildingfortunesradio.com/pocketfortunes or Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. Pocket Change is the short URL that we used, and you can search for her name on our website. And we are going to see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Jenny, thanks for everything you do. Always super excited to be able to work with you, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.